Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and we are on our way to Bethlehem together with our Advent personal devotions. Today is December 18th, the Friday of the third week of Advent, and to bring us down to the home stretch, today to Christmas, we're going to switch our devotions and go to a little book written by Daniel Partner called The Wonder of Christmas, Meditations on the Birth of Christ. And we're going to read one of these each day from now, December 18th until December the 25th. And we begin today with scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. Luke 2, 10 through 14. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Daniel Partner writes this devotion. How many times have angels sung God's praises? I have no idea. They were present at the creation when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, as it says in the book of Job. And at the end of time, they'll be found chanting blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever, as it says in the book of Revelation. But when the angel saw that God had become a little infant upon his mother's chest, they reached for even higher notes, singing glory to God in the highest. The angel choir gave the most soaring praise for the most amazing divine accomplishment of all time. I wonder if a call went out among the angels, summoning them to that field near Bethlehem, as recounted in the wonderful Christmas hymn of the Scotsman James Montgomery. You remember these words? "Angels from the realms of glory, wing your downward flight to earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth." I can just imagine how those multitudes of angels rushed to that place to sing glory to God in the highest and add a wonderfully new phrase to the lexicon of faith: peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Since the day Adam and Eve were sent out from the garden, there had been no peace on earth, especially not in human heart. But when that child was born, when that son was given, whose name is the Prince of Peace, as Isaiah says, those angels sang a new song, which is our gospel, our good news: peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Some people picture God angrily throwing lightning bolts from his throne in heaven. Others see a cold, distant, uncaring God. But this is not who is revealed in the Bible. Can there be greater proof of God's loving kindness toward us than the gift of his beloved Son, the Prince of Peace? Look around you at all the people bustling about on their Christmas time errands. Remember that God's goodwill has not come only to a select few, but to all of humanity, even to those who curse God, to those who sin grievously against Him, or even to those who simply have not yet heard the gracious invitation. It goes like this: Come now, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. From Isaiah 1, verse 18. Amen. Here's our benediction for today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us on this day. Amen.